You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Your Bibles, let's read together, chapter 5, Luke 5. We'll begin in verse number 12 through 16. Luke chapter 5, verse 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16. Let's stop at the periods and the semicolons and periods. You'll read chapter 5, verse 12. Ready? Begin. And it came to pass, let's bow for prayer, shall we? Our Father, I want to thank you for this great crowd and the great crowd that listens online in countries all around the world in every state. Lord, I've been called upon to preach and represent you. What a sad situation that I have to be the best that you can have right now in this auditorium. I pray that you'd empower me. Give me your Holy Spirit. Give me wisdom. Lord, may I handle your word carefully. May I handle the people of God, your children, so carefully. The lost people, I pray that they would come to know Christ as Savior this hour. Lord, we love you. I thank you for your word, the Bible. Thank you for the story of this leper man, how he was cleansed and healed because of Jesus. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. Leprosy is a dreaded disease. Back in the 80s, 1980s and early 90s, there were millions of people worldwide that had leprosy. They now have medication that it seems like it can help. Last year, worldwide, there was only 225,000 cases. That's still a lot of people. That's like taking the city of Santa Clara and Sunnyvale and putting them together and give every person leprosy. Leprosy is a dreaded disease. It's normally in third world countries, although last year in America, 225 people contacted leprosy. Leprosy, it attacks your extremities. I remember years ago in a third world country preaching, and the pastor said, let's go to the leper colony. I remember seeing those lepers, and it was not really clean conditions, and they must have very clean conditions. They were sitting there in dust. There are thousands of them. I think perhaps you may have gone there with me, I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
And you'd see a man who lost his digits. Leprosy attacks your digits, and your toes are often removed, or your fingers are removed, or your nose is removed, or your foot is removed, or a leg is removed. It's an awful disease. It's an itchy disease. It drives people crazy. And that's exactly what this man had leprosy. I want you to see some things with me and then go back to the chapter in the book of Leviticus that deals with leprosy. Because leprosy is where you and I are today as a sinner. We all are lepers. We all have sin. And sin has to be dealt with. And the Bible says, first of all, his adversary, well, he was a leper. It came to pass when a certain city behold a man full of leprosy. He just did not have a little leprosy. He was full of leprosy. The doctors tried to work with him. The nurses tried to work with him. Medicine in that day, they isolated them away from the rest of the crowd. Literally, a man with leprosy in Jesus' time had no hope. There's no hope. There's no cure. He's going to live and die with no hope. You know, I look at our adversary is sin. There's no hope for sin. I cannot tame sin. I cannot govern sin. I cannot get an ointment or medicine to deal with my sin. Sin is inherent in my life. Because in iniquity I was formed, God's word said. My dad was a sinner because his dad was a sinner because his dad. Wherefore, so by one man, sin entered into this world. When God created Adam and Eve, there was no sin. Everything that God created was perfect. But Adam and Eve chose to sin. They took of that fruit that God forbade, and that consequently, they became sinners for by one man, Adam and Eve. Sin entered this world. And death, that separation. Here is God and here is man. And there's death separated from God for all eternity. We sing at Christmas in the malls, you hear it. Hark the herald angels sing. God and sinner reconciled. The goal in our life is to be reconciled to God, to be brought to God. For God hath made him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us. Jesus, who knew no sin, that we, the sinner, might be made the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. The Baptist church, I'm glad I'm a Baptist, but the Baptist church doesn't save you, ladies and gentlemen. That baptistry doesn't save you. The offering paid, giving $500 to a building fund, doesn't save you. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. And so here, we have an adversary called sin. And this man had an adversary called leprosy. And look at his anxiety. And it came to pass when a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy. That's his adversity. Who seeing Jesus fell on his face. That's his anxiety. He just fell down before Jesus. I have no hope but you. And you know, Catholicism is no hope. Mary is no hope. The Baptists are no hope. We are living in a condition of sin, and sin has to be removed. Leprosy has to be removed. But not only do I see his adversity and his anxiety, I see his appeal. Who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him. He begged him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, canst thou make me clean? His appeal, will you make me clean again? Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Exodus, please. Book of Leviticus. Leviticus 13 and 14. Leviticus 13 and 14 gives us the story in the Old Testament of leprosy. And God's going to deal with leprosy. How to deal with leprosy. Let's look at chapter 14, verse 32. Let's read it together. Leviticus 14, 32. Ready? Begin. This is the law. Let's try it again. Let's go chapter 14. I'll get you all there. Leviticus 14, verse number 12. Ready? Begin. This is the law of him in plague of leprosy, whose hand is not able to get that which appertained to his cleansing. Chapter 13 and 14 deals with cleansing of leprosy. In fact, cleansing is mentioned 42 times in these two chapters. The priest is mentioned 97 times in this chapter. You need a priest. You need a pastor. You need a shepherd that can show you how to be cleansed.
Amen.
There's a plague. It's mentioned 60 times, this plague of leprosy in these two chapters. There's an indication of your house 31 times. As you read these two chapters, these are the two chapters that deal with leprosy. And when the Bible says in verse number 33, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, watch it now, when you come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you as a possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in the land of your possession, he that owneth the house shall come and tell the priest, saying, it seemeth that there is a plague of leprosy in the house. Watch verse number 36. Then the priest So command that they, what's the next three words, class? Empty the house before the priest, and go in to see the plague, and that all that is in the house be not made unclean, and afterward the priest shall go in and see the house. God says, you need to empty the house. You know what that talks about? Sanctification. To sanctify something means to empty something. I am to be a sanctified vessel for Jesus Christ. Last thing I always do, I kneel in my ready room before I come out and shake hands with folks. I always kneel and say, Lord, I empty myself. Yeah. I want to be so empty myself that I'm filled with the Spirit of God. I hope that I am. I trust that there's nothing between my Lord and my Savior. And so sanctification, I wonder today, what needs to be sanctified in your house? I know we don't have DVDs anymore and all that business, but what needs to be in your home taken out of your home? Is it the, I know the name, and I can't think of it right now, where you is it where you get all the television stations? What is that called? Is it cable news? Is it cable? Are you watching things that you should not see? You're going to have to sanctify your house. Are you listening to words you should not listen to? I'm talking about on that television. Amen. Are you listening to words that you should not listen to? When you open the refrigerator, are there things in that refrigerator that should not be in that refrigerator? Is there booze in there? You're going to have to sanctify your house. You're going to have to go in and go drawer by drawer and room by room and cabinet by cabinet and refrigerator. You're going to have to go everywhere and say, this needs to be out of my house. Is there pornography in your house? You need to sanctify. And by the way, in a crowd this size, there's a lot of pornography. Is it your cell phone? Sanctify your belongings. Sanctify your house. But here's the problem. Sanctification is good, but it didn't get the job done. Look what happens. Secondly, the Bible says, and he shall look, verse 37, on the plague, and behold the plague in the walls of the house, the hollow, the strakes, the greenish, the reddish, in the side of all the lower wall. Then the priest shall go out to the house of the door of the house and shut the house 7 days. God says you need to sanctify your house. But child of God, if that doesn't get it down, shut the house down. What's he talking about? I think of in our homes today, honey, we are so busy. America's homes, your home is busy. If you have kids in the school, you're running them to school, you're picking them up from school, they have piano lessons, they have instrument lessons, they have sports, they have play practice. They're so busy. I don't need to tell you about, so I'm gonna move somewhere where it's not busy. It's busy everywhere. The whole world's busy. And sometimes you have to say, I'm gonna have to take it a little bit step harder. I've sanctified it, but I'm not getting control of the leprosy in my home. I'm going to have to shut my house down for 7 days. I don't know if this is possible. But if I had leprosy in my home, I'd shut the TV off for 7 days.
Amen.
If I had leprosy in my home, in my life, I'd shut it down. I'd get to know my wife a little bit better. I get to know my son a little bit better. I get to know my daughter a little bit better. I get to know what's going on in their life. The greatest week of the teenage life, Brother Fanera, is teen camp. One, they don't have cell service, but secondly, we don't let them have cells. And after about a day or two, God begins to always work. All you nodding your head, y'all been there. God begins to work. Why? Because the average teenager's on his phone all day long. And he's playing with that phone, and he's answering that phone, and he's seeing things he ought not to see. But when you shut the house down, you shut it down. Just close it down. Close all the activity down. Oh, but there's still leprosy. Well, then there's the next step. Look what the Bible says in verse number 39. And the priest shall come again, and this is where he shut the house, on the seventh day, and look, and if the plague be spread in the walls of the house, then the priest shall command that they take away the stones, which is the plague, and cast them into unclean place without the city, and he shall cause the house to be scraped. You see, there's a progression here, folks. You sanctify your house. You sanctify your life. You sanctify your marriage. But if you're not handling it, then shut your house down for 7 days. Get to know your wife. Get to know your husband. Get to know your children. Get to know their plans, their ambitions. And it's still, that leprosy is still there. Then you have to, this is hard now. This is going to hurt. You start scraping the walls of the house. You sanctify, you shut it, and then you scrape it. And you scrape away all the plague that's entered into that house. I wonder what has to be done in your house. You see, the first two are not that hard because nobody knows. The church doesn't know you're sanctifying yourself. The church doesn't know you've shut your house down. But when you scrape your house and you begin to take the mortar out of the house, the outside people begin to see. They got a problem in their house. I wonder what it is in your life that it has you so captivated. I want to be very careful how I say this. Man, is it another woman that your wife doesn't know about? Ladies, the largest group of, fastest group of pornography lovers now are ladies. Is there a man in your life that your husband doesn't know about? I'll guarantee it in this crowd there is. And you can keep it hidden for a week, a month, a year, several years, but it's going to find you out. And you begin to scrape away at the house. But there's one more thing. If we've sanctified it, that's personal. If we shut it, that's personal. If we scrape it, that's becoming public. Look what God's word says. And thou shalt cause the house to be scraped within about, and you shall pour out the dust that they scrape off the city of the unclean place, and they shall take the other stones and put them in place of those stones, and they shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house. And if the plague come again and break out the house after he hath scraped the house and plastered it, the priest shall come and look, and behold, the plague is spread in the house. It is a spreading of leprosy in the house. It is unclean, and he shall, watch it, break down the house. Now, I wish I had a more intelligent letter S. You'll find the word sanctified in the Bible, and you shut the house, and you scrape the house, but then maybe you need to just smash the house up. Tear it down. Maybe you ought to come clean with your wife. Maybe you ought to come clean with your husband. Perhaps you ought to come clean with your children. Or perhaps you need to come clean with your parents. I guarantee it, there are scores of you that have no idea what your kids are doing in this room, in these balconies. Scores of you. They have ghost accounts that you know nothing about. See, how'd they get those ghost accounts? I supervise their phone. How'd they get involved with this girl? She doesn't. We're having an epidemic right now. Teenagers killing themselves because just in the last 2 years, they've gotten online and been communicating with people that are not. They come across as teenagers, but they're adult men and they're adult women. That are getting information about your kids, and when they find out who they've been killing themselves. Mom and Dad, we better wake up real fast. What is it in your life that is leprosy and it's eating away at your soul? And before you know it, you're just going to be a digit left. You're just going to be a body left. Because your hands have been removed and your arms have, God has been, if you're His child, He deals with you. He's been dealing with you. Go back to chapter 5 of the book of Luke and we'll be done today. Chapter 5. The Bible says, verse 5:13, and He put forth His hand, Jesus did, and He touched him. He touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And all the joy that fills my soul, something happened. And now I know He touched me. Oh, when God touches you and you have leprosy in your heart and your soul, you're against God, you're against righteousness. And when God touches you, all the freedom of being clean again. You don't have to tuck yourself in bed at night thinking, I'm a liar, I'm a cheat, I'm no good. Because when Jesus touches you, everything is forgiven. Well, man may not forgive you. And man may think about it and keep it on their list for a year or 5 or 10 or 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And they'll always have your sin as their problem. They'll never forgive. But that's on their plate. That's not on yours. There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. I'm glad that when God saves us, gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Buried in the depths of the sea, that's good enough for me. I shall live eternally, praise God. My sins are gone. Look at verse number 14. And He charged him, tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest. Stop right there. Did you see that in chapter 13 and 14 of Leviticus? 97 times I mentioned, you always go back to the priest. Keep the pastor close in your life. The devil will give you every reason not to call your pastor. Well, he's busy. Well, he doesn't have the time. Well, I don't want to interrupt his schedule. Well, but they, every time the priest was involved in getting leprosy out of the home. I wonder what needs to rid your life today. You know, your wife doesn't know, your husband doesn't know, but you know. You know, your parents don't know, but you know. And it's going to get you. There's no cure for leprosy unless Jesus came by in that day and touched him. And the Bible says He touched him. But so much the more went there out the fame of Him. Great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed of him of their infirmities. He withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Are you full of leprosy as a sinner? That means you've never been saved. Well, get saved today. Let God remove your sin. Are you a Christian? You're full of sins. David made the most awful decision of his life. David in 2 Samuel 11, his men said, don't go out with us to battle. You've been battling your whole life, David. Don't go out to battle. Stay at home. And he stayed at home. But because he was not on a schedule, he ruined his life. And at night he couldn't sleep. And he got up and he walking up on the wall. And he looked down and he saw a woman, Bathsheba, bathing herself. And he called for her. And she conceived and bared a son, that brought her husband home and then put him on the front lines, and he was killed in battle. He married Bathsheba, but the baby died. David said, against thee, and thee only have I sinned and done this iniquity in thy sight. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit unto me. Only God can help your condition today.
Amen.
And God helps every time. Bus kids, don't live with leprosy. Be free from your sin. All in this auditorium, be free from sins that keep you out of heaven. And child of God, let's live in righteousness. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Our Father, I love these people so much, they know it. I tell them all the time, but I'm burdened about this leprosy that's invading our lives, invading our homes. God, help us to sanctify our life, to set our life apart unto Thee, to give our will over to Your will. And then, Lord, if that doesn't work, may we shut our house up. Just shut the whole thing down for 7 days, perfect number, whatever it takes to get it right. And then, God, may we scrape our house. Now it's getting public, or may we just smash it and get rid of it. Start all over again. God, I pray Your blessing upon these dear, dear people. I pray that, God, that today You would restore the backslider and restore those that are unsaved. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Let me ask you a question. If you died today, are you going to go to heaven? Is heaven your home? With no one looking, just between you and me and God, could you lift your hand? I know I'm saved. I know I'm saved. I'm positive I'm saved. I'm positive I asked Christ to be my Savior. You may put your hands down. If you're not sure of that, make it today. How many that just raised your hand say, Pastor, I think I have some leprosy in my life. I just raised my hand. I'm saved, but I've got some leprosy invading my life. Pray for me. Would you slip your hand up all over the house? Oh my goodness, hands everywhere. God bless you. Thank you for being honest with God.
Yeah.
You're honest with God.
Yeah.
What a wonderful thing that God knows where you're at, and He just saw your hand.
Yeah.
That had to glorify God. I wonder one last question. Who's here without Christ today? Pastor, my sin's never been forgiven. Pray for me. I want to be saved. Would you slip your hand up all over the balcony, the lower floor? Just raise your hand. And God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. And you, yes, thank you. Who else? Raise your hand. I need to be saved. Thank you. Back over there. Yes, I see it. Who else? Thank you. You may put it down. Quietly, with our heads bowed, let's stand together, shall we? Our Father, it was such a moving experience seeing those lepers in that leper colony. See the pain they were in, the suffering they were in. Seeing with them missing digits and missing limbs. No hope in sight. Exiled from the rest of the world, living in a leper colony. God, help us to get rid of this sin, leprosy in our lives.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.